Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And it's a Tuesday morning. Well, you know, maybe Tuesday
for you guys.
Afternoon. Maybe whenever you listen to this. I feel like most people do listen to it in the morning. So good morning.
Yeah.
Today, we decided to bring you guys part two of your dirty, nasty confessions.
Y'all were unhinged in the last episode, and we had to bring it back for a part two situation because ever since this anonymous link thing, what is it? Like a website or an app or something?
It's called NGL. I don't know if that stands for not gonna lie, but it is a recipe for true confessions.
Yes. So we posted that on our story, which I see people all the time doing like anonymous Q&As, and I'm like, I'm not brave enough for that today.
Yeah.
I know people are going to come out swinging.
I did it and I was terrified, but people were like actually really nice, like anonymously nice.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was recently actually talking about on my YouTube. I was like, okay, do you think that, and we've maybe had this discussion before, but do you think that if someone is super mean to you with their real account, they just send you hate messages? I'm not talking like an opinion. I'm talking like you look ugly, that, you know, mean stuff. Do you think that it's like rude to blast them? Like post them on your story and tag them and be like, thanks.
Tag them?
Yeah. Because it's their real account.
No, I don't think that's rude. I don't think it's like.
Well, do you think it's like the right thing to do? Or you think you should just be the bigger person?
I mean, I don't judge.
What do you mean?
If you want to do that, go for it. Not you, but like in general.
Yeah.
People want to do that. They can do it. Do I think that it's the best thing for them? Probably not. Like just for themselves. Doesn't even matter about the other person. But
do you think though that it would teach them like consequences and be like, okay, I'm literally never going to like say something like that to someone because that was mortifying. That's like the argument for it would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it probably would, but also those kind of people, some people would. Like if this was like somebody who, I don't know, cares, but also trolls are addicted to the reaction.
True.
Mm-hmm. So any kind of reaction, they, even if they think they're mad and they're like, oh, I'm never doing that again. If you think that's the last time they're ever going to comment back or say anything to anyone, they are going to get that hit of like, a
she gave me attention,
almost.
Yeah,
and then keep going. But
no, that's true. I can see both sides very clearly. So that's why I'm curious because this girl was messaging me from her real account, has thousands of followers, and not thousands, but like a few thousand.
Yeah.
You know, and I can click on it. She's not private. I can see her boyfriend, her family, everything. She's messaging me like, Kendall doesn't even know who you are. Shut up about this. Like, can you stop talking about this already? Whatever. That's not that mean. But then I said something about my chin, and she's like, it honestly looks so bad, and kept going on. And I was like, it literally looks ugly. And I'm like,
okay, bitch.
Okay. I'm like, do you want me to post and say your name? Because I am this close, because your whole family will see it. Well, maybe not, but it's like, if you get blasted publicly on like a big platform, hopefully I'll teach you a lesson. Like, that's a consequence to your action. You don't say that to people. But also, it's, you know, it's not to say like, you should just make a fake account and say that. It's like, you shouldn't
do it either
way. People regardless. But I'm just saying, sometimes it's tempting. It's like, wow, I can literally put you on blast right now. I won't, because I am choosing to like choose peace today, but you are annoying.
Yes. It is like, they're almost scary when they do it from their real account.
Yes.
It's almost like you don't want to mess with those kind of people.
I know. I posted that on my vlog, or I was talking about that on my vlog this week. And Kenzie Elizabeth texted me this morning. She just goes, watching your vlog, expose the hater. Sorry, I literally can't talk. But anyway, so we'll see for my journey.
We'll see.
We'll see if I do.
Just
eventually.
Know that you can, you know, just like tell them I can expose you. Will I?
I can.
I don't know. I don't really care that much about you, but.
Exactly. Will I? Not today.
Also, it's just like.
You caught me on a good day.
You can't. Come on. You can't say the chin is ugly.
I know. I'm like, what does it feel
even
like?
I, your best friend, know that the chin was the best thing you ever did for yourself.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know what they implanted in that chin, but something, they put some magic in there.
Confidence.
They put some confidence in there. Yeah. Ever since that chin has been implanted, my life has gone uphill. Yeah. I'm like, what does it feel like to be a liar? To say, like, the chin looks bad. You're just lying at that point. I'll give my Kendall Jenner update quickly because people have been asking for it on the podcast. I actually haven't talked about it for a while on the podcast.
I know.
I've talked about it on TikTok and stuff, but the reason I feel like I should is because it's actually gaining so much traction within, like, headlines of, like, news stuff. And so
it's in the media.
It's absolutely wild. I was just saying I could not have even fathomed when I first made that joke that it would turn into this. It's so funny. It's, for the most part, I love that, like, Elle wrote an article about it. And I loved that they got my humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they weren't making it this drama, salacious.
This girl thinks for real. It's like, no, nobody who knows the joke thinks it's like, oh my gosh, she actually, like, is copying her for real.
Yeah. Everyone, the girls are gonna get it. So anyway, I loved that because it just felt like they understood my vibe and they were like, you know, JC just thinks they're twin flames. Like, we'll just wait for the inevitable photo of them together, stuff like that. And it was just funny. So it's been on Snapchat like 3 or 4 days in a row, different, like, you know, media outlets or whatever within Snapchat news have reported on it or like made episodes about it. Like, I've screen recorded all of them. Every single day someone sends me one and they're like, it's on again. Like, this morning.
Crazy.
This morning I woke up and they're like, JC, it's on there again.
On what?
And
Snapchat?
On Snapchat, on a different like
forum.
Oh
my gosh.
And it's like, on this thing, did Kendall copy this TikToker? And it's a full like episode all about it.
Stop.
No.
Wait, what do you mean episode?
Like, it's a little like 4 minute thing on Snapchat. And it's,
like, someone talking?
Yeah. And it's all about.
Bye.
All about it. And then it goes through. It's like the Kardashian copiers, the conspiracy, the Hailey Bieber's involvement. Like, does it run in the family? Because, like, other Kardashians have been accused of copying things, whatever, in the past. So
screaming.
It is just hilarious. I'm like, I don't know what's going to come of it. It was on E! News last night.
You know what really got me on the E! News is the woman. A woman claims.
Morgan Stewart.
Yes.
Also, I'm like, wow, an honor.
I know.
For her to even.
No, I'm saying she said a woman claims. Yeah. A woman claims Kendall Jenner is copying her.
I was laughing out loud when I was watching because I'm like, please. This sounds like a legit news article. It's like, a woman in LA like claims that or whatever. And I was LOLing. I'm like, this is not real. Leif and I were just sitting on the couch watching it. It was on Nightly Pop and they were reviewing it. They first of all didn't talk about it for very long. And
they didn't understand what they were saying.
They were very much like, girl, come on. Like, absolutely not. Like, they didn't get that it was a joke. Mm-hmm. And they also didn't show on that episode the extent of it. They showed
It was like two lines.
Yeah, it was like me saying, oh, she copied my red hair because she saw me at the Suns game, and then the green and white outfit.
Yeah.
That's all they saw. Oh, and then the photo of us on the towel. And they were like, oh, come on. Like, they didn't see all of it. So I'm like, yeah. You know, they didn't get the full picture, but just fine. But
yeah,
whatever. It was still funny. I was
still,
just like,
the fact that it's like catching wind.
Yes.
Like, it's just so crazy.
It's so insane. And I was telling Chelsea, I'm like, I don't have a manager, a publicist, a PR person. I don't have anyone like,
yeah,
besides myself and Beth on my team to like know what to do with this
opportunity, yeah, of a lifetime.
Because it's like a cool situation, but I'm like, I don't know what to, like, I'm just making TikToks about it because it's fun and like capitalizing on that, but I'm like, I you know, I don't have any connections to like make it into something, yeah, deeper. I did reach out to 818.
Oh, they need to,
and they, like, but it was like days ago and they haven't said anything, and I'm like, if I was them, I just would
hop on it
immediately. Not because I'm like, I have such a big platform. It's not that. It's just any press around this, it's a viral opportunity. It's like, why would you not?
1,000,000%. So, all of the ones that you do about it go viral. Mm-hmm. So if you do another one and it's including their brand.
Yes.
Free marketing.
Exactly. So
free virality marketing.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like the Kardashians really, what's the word? Like, they get social media and yeah, they capitalize on things like that all the time.
100%.
So it's not like below them to send me something, you know, or whatever, do something with me in that capacity, which it's fine if it doesn't happen. But I'm like, if I was doing PR for 818, I would be on it immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not? You know, it's going to go viral.
Yeah. 100%.
But yeah, that's my life. It's been really hard.
Kendall will be on the pod soon.
Yeah.
Just manifesting. Look out for the title.
Manifesting.
Kendall meets Kendall.
Oh my gosh. I would simply pass away.
I know.
Again, my fear is always that she just doesn't think it's funny and she doesn't get it. And that would be the worst of all.
She comes on and just blasts us.
She's like, you guys are so freaking annoying. I'm like, awesome.
She's like, I never want you to try 818.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Don't go near any of my brands. I'm like, awesome. Skims takes me off their PR list. I'm like, cool.
But it's like, again, I go back to the Haley of it all. She wouldn't be following you if Kendall was like, this is my arch nemesis. Why would Haley follow you?
I know. And some troll was like, she does not follow you. Like, or she must have unfollowed you then. And I was like, oh, awesome. I was like, did she? Because like, I hadn't checked in a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, did she literally unfollow me after this? I'm like, shiz. And I checked and she was still following me. I'm like, okay, you're just a troll. Awesome. Anyway.
Just making just you do
wants,
extra work.
Literally just wants every my day. Life to be
oh,
miserable.
Oh, she unfollowed you today. Like, cool.
Wait. You guys, did she unfollow? Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
I was checking.
Don't scare me like that.
Sorry.
My heart dropped.
Sorry. I was just checking. I didn't see my name. I was like, shiz. No, she's still following. It's okay. But we have not connected yet. We have not messaged yet. Stay tuned.
Haley and Kendall will come on.
Yeah. They must. Like, come on, girls.
Ladies.
Ladies, please. We'll see.
We need to have Kendall, Haley, Bella. Oh, also, have you seen that? What were we talking about today? The confessions?
Yeah. Just like the TikTok
have you seen that theory that everything in pairs is either a Bella or a Gigi? It's like salt and pepper. Salt is Gigi. Pepper is Bella. Like,
I'm dead.
Everything.
It's giving Cosmo and Wanda. That's
literally
so funny.
I have noticed. Exactly. It's like Cosmo and Wanda kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Any colors of when I'm shopping, there'll be like two options. And I'm like, one is Gigi and one is Bella. But also I'm like, that's kind of how we are too. I feel like when I see something, it's like one is JC, one is Chelsea.
That's true.
You know. But I also feel like, when are we just like Gigi and Bella?
Right,
like,
you're say,
Gigi,
I'm
Bella.
I was going to say, I'm definitely Gigi.
Yeah.
And you're definitely Bella. And that's like, just like a no-brainer.
So I can't even describe why.
No.
But you see it and you know.
Totally.
Like,
that's so funny.
It's kind of like the chai and matcha thing. It's like,
yeah,
you know, which one? But so crazy.
That is so funny. Wow. Well, do you have any life updates for us?
Yeah, I've got, you know, I've got a couple. No. One of the main ones that I have is that I went and got the massage of a lifetime because, okay, here's the thing about massages is Nick's always like, go get a massage, go relax. Like, I'm like, here, it's almost more stress and like just another thing on my to-do list to go get a massage. It's like, oh, I got
an appointment.
Call them. Yeah, I got to plan in and blah, blah, blah. And then when I get there, I'm always happy that I went, but not this time. Well, it was good and bad. I got in there. And I was expecting like a very relaxing massage. I didn't know what it was. My mom got it for me for my birthday.
Did she know about it specifically?
Or she must have. She just did it. I don't know. And I went in there and, you know, laid down. And this man came in and he was my massage therapist. And he was like, okay, do you have any pain anywhere? And I'm like, no, not really. I was like, my back's just fully kind of wrecked. You know, I'm just tense all around. Mm-hmm. Can't really pinpoint anything. And he was like, okay. Then he got started and I didn't know it was like a therapeutic pressure point massage. Have you ever gotten a pressure point massage?
I've only got the lymphatic drainage massage, which I look back and I was like sugarcoating it in the moment. I was like, yeah, it was fine. No, I hated it. I will never do one of those again.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
It was so hard.
It was miserable. And people are always like, you feel amazing afterwards. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It was not. I do not ever want to do that again. It was so painful.
Yeah, this was so painful. So he would start in a part of my back. So for example, like my shoulder, what's this called? Like between your, what's this?
Your lat?
Yeah. But these were your lats.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, your traps. Sorry.
Your traps. Yeah. So he would start in my like upper trap area and be pushing on it so hard, like literally pushing so hard on it, like as if he's trying to actually hurt me. And he's like, what's the pain? 0 to 10. I'm like, 12. Like I said 7. And then he kept pushing and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm literally flinching and going like, ugh. And he's like, you're lying. It's higher than a 7. He's like, don't lie to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, fine. It's like a 9.
Terrifying.
And don't he's like, okay. He's like, I'll come back. It'll be a 0. I'm like, okay, sir. And he goes down my back, like different parts of my like sciatic nerve. And he pushes on it like so hard, literally with his elbow, like he's putting his full body into these pressure points. And like, I don't know what all these like nerves are, but like pretty much on my butt cheek, above like my like sacrum right here. And he's pushing so hard. And I'm like, oh my gosh, literally he's just in so much pain. And then he'd go back though to my trap and push on the same parts. And it was a 0. I'm like, interesting. Okay. You literally are like hacking my back. And then he would do that in different areas. Like, and it was so weird because in different areas, like my left side of my sacrum, which is like literally right above your butt crack pretty much and like your lower back, my left side was super painful. And he was like, okay, you know, tap, 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 push, push, push. And then it was literally better. But my right side wasn't painful. So it was like these different areas of my body that were basically holding on to pain. And afterwards, I felt so good. Like it was so painful the whole time. None of it was enjoyable during it. But afterwards, I felt so good. And I literally swear, I was telling Nick, I'm like, maybe this is a little woo-woo, but I swear it's like holding on to pain in my body, like emotional pain or like, I was saying like the sacrum part. I'm like, I swear that's like from birth, like these things that, and even all my little, you know, the extra tissue on my vaginal wall that caused me a lot of pain, but just things like that, that I feel like got stored up and trapped mm-hmm. in there. And then when he kind of, you know, pushed all these pressure points and released the pain, I felt so good. And that night I was like, I had this like emotional breakdown almost of like crying. Like I couldn't stop crying. And I was like, all these emotions were coming up and I was like talking to Nick about it. And afterwards I literally felt like a new person. I was like, I swear that like brought up all of these emotions and all of this like pain that's just been stored up and not able to like be released. And now I've released them and I feel so much better.
What the heck?
It was so interesting.
So you still feel it that way?
Yeah.
Like you're happy you did it?
Yes. Oh. So happy. And I literally scheduled to go back again because I'm like, dude, you're freaking magic. I don't know what you're doing, but.
What the heck?
It was so, I'm like kind of scared to go back because it was just so painful. But also it was good because as he's like pushing, it's super painful, but. And you're like tense, but then it's almost meditative because you have to surrender to the pain and just like let your body go limp. You know, when you're rolling out
mm-hmm.
and it's so painful and the more you tense up, the worse it is.
Yeah.
So you just have to surrender and like let your body completely go limp into it and like lean into it. Anyways, it was really interesting. But
wow. Fascinating. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
That is always the weirdest like experience.
Yes.
When you have something like that and it like releases things within yourself.
Yes. It felt so good.
Well, that's good. I love that for you.
Yeah, should we get into these confessions?
Yes. Okay. Please. Wait, actually, I have one more thing I want to say. So after I was watching the E! News thing about the Kendall thing,
mm-hmm.
for some very weird reason, afterwards, we like had the TV. It was just like sleeping or something. and like we were not watching the TV anymore and it was like on mute or something. And then we just hear, Leif and I are talking on the couch, and then we just hear like music and like something starting. We're like, huh? And I'm like, what is this movie? And a Cinderella story was starting.
What the?
And we're like, with what?
Hilary Duff? That's someone, Hilary Duff, right?
What yeah.
the heck?
And we're like, okay, we don't have this movie. Like, what is this movie? It was on YouTube. Like, I don't know what was happening or why.
Yeah.
But we just like let it play for a little bit. And Leif's like, I actually have never seen this movie. And I was kidding. Like, I was like, we will be watching it. Yeah. So we watched like almost a little more than half of it last night. We're going to finish it tonight. Talk about serotonin and nostalgia. That is the best. Like, it is everything.
That movie. I love Chad Michael Murray. He was my biggest crush when I was little.
That's what I told Leif. Right when he's on screen, I was like, I don't think I can explain to you the love I had for this man.
Yes, I had a poster of him in my closet.
I was obsessed. Anyway, we were dying. Like, so many of the things, just so funny. But also, they say things in there, I'm like, you could never say that today. Like,
oh no.
Just the things that, the jokes that were made, I'm like, oh my gosh. But the outfits, the music, the vibes, like, oh, you have to watch it.
So it's good.
Everything. Anyway.
I love that. I love myself some Hilary Duff.
Same.
Hilary Duff has stayed unproblematic and just like so.
Our queen.
She is a queen.
She truly is. You know, you don't have to put off fun until you deserve it. You already do enough every single day to earn some joy. You know what I'm saying? So with Best Fiends, an exciting puzzle adventure game, you can have fiendish fun anywhere, anytime. Best Fiends is a great little game that you can play specifically if you don't have service on your phone. An example is when you are on an airplane or on a road trip and you're going through the spotty spots of service and you just want to do something that kind of relaxes you and is easy and fun. It's a very easy way to spend your time that is just not, you know, especially if you're feeling stressed, you need a little second to mellow out. Best Fiends is the answer, okay?
Best Fiends is a free-to-download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels for new adventures and challenges every time you play. You can go up in levels super fast, like I was crushing levels.
Literally, you can go up 50 levels in the matter of a very short amount of time.
Yes. There are dozens of unique fiends to collect, so you can customize your team of fiends to defeat against the menacing slugs. Power up your favorite fiends to new levels for even more powerful skills and watch them transform as they get stronger. With offline play, like JC said, you'll never be stranded without fun, even if you lose your internet connection. There are brand new events and challenges that pop up all year round, so you've always got a chance to earn exclusive in-game items, characters, and rewards. You've earned your fun time, so go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5, and you'll get there in like 2 seconds. Not literally, but maybe if you're fast. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. Honey, 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 honey.
Wait, I don't know that.
Oh, you don't know that song?
Like, you I know the honey, it. Honey, honey, but I don't know the next part.
Oh, it's like money, 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 money. Anyways.
Okay, well.
That is also relevant to Honey because you're saving money with Honey. The easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or your computer. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. This will save you money on electronics, on clothes, on furniture, anything you can think of, it'll probably save you money on it.
You know what Honey saved me money on?
What?
Most recently was my outfit for the live show.
Amazing.
That we did. Gave me a little discount. We love that. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and then when you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site, and if it finds a working one, you will watch the prices drop. Honey has saved me a lot of money over the course of the past year that I've been using it. Has saved me money on so many little purchases, whether it be clothing, jewelry, home decor, TVs, like everything. It's really awesome. So also, Honey does not just work on desktop. It works on your iPhone, which is very convenient. You just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go if you're someone who shops on your phone more than your computer. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting our show. We'd never recommend something we do not use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. That's joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. It's literally free, so it's a no-brainer.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I never wash my hands after going to the bathroom unless it's a public bathroom and someone sees me walk out. LOL.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. If it's number two, you always need to
wash. You gotta wash.
If it's number one and it's like a pat-pat, you know, who cares?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I was hooking up with a guy and his butt went into spasm. Never got the ick so quick.
I have a question about that. What do you mean? What is a spasm?
Like the hole? I don't know what that... I've never experienced a butt spasm. Or you just mean like your butt cheek. You can't control that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sorry to this man. Medical thing. I don't want to shame this man.
I know. Is it weird that I really want to be my best friend? Not in a jealous way. I just admire her so much. Hmm. You kind of want to be yourself, though.
Yeah.
Like, you can want to have attributes of somebody.
Yeah, be like them to some degree.
Like, oh, I really love that they're like that. I wish I was like that. I'm going to try and be more like that. But
you don't want to be them, though.
No.
I can't help but pick my boogers and eat them. I'm 22. Girl, see a therapist.
No. There were so many of those. That? There were so... I can't even count how many of those there were.
They eat their boogers?
Yes, they can. They're like, I still do this, I know.
Why... I need to understand the psychology. What is it, taste good or something? Like, what's the vibe?
I have no clue. Don't ask me.
I've never eaten a booger in my entire life.
Well, I don't know if I was like little. I'm sure I did when I was little at some point, but
I can't think of the taste at all. I think I said this actually in one of the last episodes. Was it about this? I was about to say the same thing. I'm like, it's probably some very picky. Like, I don't like to eat nasty things.
No.
Straight up ever. Like, I don't want to eat anything. So a booger is going to be a no from me.
No, that... How do you...
I don't get it.
How do you swallow that?
I'm literally looking it up.
I'm going to gag,
actually. Why do people eat their boogers? I'm looking it up. Why do people eat...
Because it wasn't just a one-time thing. Like, people are...
Oh, wait. It's a thing. Oh. It's like an actual disorder sometimes, I think.
Oh.
I mean... Let me see.
Like a nervous tic almost?
Let me see. Here's what you should know about eating boogers. I'm done. The risks of eating boogers.
What are the risks?
There's no benefits, by the way. I don't think.
A great source of vitamin D.
While many people associate nose picking with a childhood, adults eat their boogers too. In adulthood, several contributing factors can lead to this behavior. First, a habit can become so normal to a person they may never not even realize they're picking their nose and eating their boogers. Second, the nose picking may be a way of relieving anxiety. And in some people, compulsive nose picking, which is called rhinotillixomania, may be a form of OCD.
Okay, but the nose picking is fine.
What do you mean?
I don't care if you pick your nose. I pick my nose all the time.
Oh, I literally love picking my nose.
But what about the eating?
The eating is where I draw the line.
That's what they're saying?
Oh, there's ways. You guys, here. All of you guys listening, I have ways for you to stop eating boogers.
Oh, beautiful.
Identify the underlying cause. So if you always have like an itchy or runny nose or seasonal allergies, which I can relate. That's why I feel like I pick my nose all the time.
Same.
Like, and I'm not talking like shoving my finger up there, but like, you know, we get the gel extensions up there and do this.
We've talked about it. The finger on the nose.
The finger on the nose and the thumb in.
Yeah.
I don't know about the finger on the nose. That's giving binky. That's giving holding binky.
I'm just trying to explain to the listeners like the position.
Yeah.
Like, not just your thumb like this. Like,
right. Your finger up. Mm-hmm. A more dainty way, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can try and identify the underlying cause. Use saline nose drops or cool air humidifiers to keep your nasal passages from drying out. Use a memory device. What does that mean? To help reduce subconscious nose picking. Example, wearing a bandage around a finger that you usually use to pick your nose. Okay.
Interesting. So
it will disrupt your thoughts when you go to pick your nose. Try and find an alternate stress reliever. Deep breathing, meditation, singing your favorite song. All right.
Interesting.
Love that. Well, I'm not trying to shame any nose pickers out there, but the eating, like...
No, the eating.
I don't think that's something you want to continue to do forever. I'm guessing that's not like something you love that you do. So...
No.
Let's figure it out, you know?
I tell my parents I'm going to the doctor's dermatologist gyno every once in a while and they send me $150 for it. But I actually don't go to the doctors and spend it on clothes, jewelry, shoes.
Please. Honestly, work smarter, not harder, ladies.
Literally. But you also do need to go.
Yeah, but also
those.
Go to the gynecologist.
Yeah.
Says me. I literally never make appointments. I was just thinking, I'm like, I haven't gone to the dentist in so long. Man, I won't be going.
I hate the dentist.
Found my uncle's D-pics on accident while playing a game on his phone when I was 12 years old. I was so confused and didn't even know what it was at the time, but realized what it was now that I'm older. He doesn't know, and I never told anyone, but low-key, high-key grossed me out.
Ew.
Not when you were 12. Yikes. I actually found out a very shocking piece of information from being on someone's phone that I knew. Well, I'm not going to give anything away, but...
Literally mine?
No.
Oh.
Like, not trying to... But basically, by being on someone's phone and not digging at all, found out that someone was gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone you know?
Yeah, someone I knew very closely.
You're kidding.
And, like, they came out I didn't say anything about it. And then they came out, like, shortly after. But, yeah. It was, like, very shocking. I just had no idea.
How did you know? How, like, what gave it away?
I'm trying to remember what it was specifically. I think it was
like
a text
that came in or something?
I think it was a text that came through from someone I thought this person was friends with, but it was clearly a romantic text. And I was like, what? And then, yeah, they came out like a little while later.
What the?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's always a very weird experience.
Yes, like, you're like, how am I supposed to go about this? Because
yeah.
In many ways, I hate my family-in-law and I wish I could just have my husband without them in the picture. They are so judgmental, full of criticism, and honestly just rude. They tried to ruin our marriage without any ill intent so many times and tell me to not take it personally. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Dang. That sucks.
Not wrong with them being judgmental. Nothing wrong with wishing that you could have your husband without them in it.
Yeah.
If they're horrible.
That really sucks though. When I was 18, I worked at a fancy office with lawyers. Well, the toilet's water pressure was so bad. At one time, my poop just kept popping back up and floating in the toilet after every flush. It was a small piece, so I wrapped it up in toilet paper and threw it away in the trash. This happened twice.
I'm not feeling like listening to the poop ones today. I'm like feeling like I'm going to throw up.
Girly, just leave it in the toilet, sis.
Blame it on one of the men in your, like one of the lawyers.
That means you,
one of the men. I am literally misogynistic.
Misogyny got us again.
I just say that because my brother's a lawyer. So, you know, well, that's why I thought that.
That means she had to reach in and touch the poop with her own hands. And that's where
that's
it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got to stop.
Like the toilet paper, even if you use toilet paper, it's going to get wet.
No,
honey.
It's going to get soggy.
Ew.
That must be really solid. Ew, I don't like that at all.
You know what's weird is that like you pick up your dog's poop through a
bag.
So why is it gross to like pick up your own poop?
Through a soggy toilet. I don't think it would soggy. Be that bad through a...
Yeah. You should use a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I invited my hot guy friend to come to a work thing to make another guy jealous. And now me and hot guy friend are married.
Oh,
that's cute.
I love that. I love my dog more than my husband. Please.
No.
Honestly, did Leif write this in and just switch it to husband instead of wife? I would not be surprised. Sometimes Leif will literally like put lady's comfort over mine. And I'm like,
yes.
It's going to be a no from me. Like, well, we can't lay like that because lady. I'm like, you can make me comfortable first. Lady comes second, sir.
Literally.
She's
going to
be fine.
No, Sophie has the audacity to think that the like L part of our couch, the most comfortable part of our couch is all hers. And so does Nick. I will be laying on there and like have a blanket. And Sophie will sit next to me and look, stare at me with like big eyes and go.
Because she wants to lay there.
She wants me to get up. She won't get on with me. She wants me to get up and then she wants me to hold the blanket up for her so she can get under the blanket.
Please.
And Nick sometimes will be like, just let her. I'm like, hell no. I'm not doing that. She's like, I love her, but she can come cuddle with me if she wants to sit here. Just plenty of other. She literally has a whole guest bed she can go lay on.
Yeah.
My bunny eats his poop, so I tasted it to see what the hype was about.
Please.
Never doing that again. Well,
why
I would hope so.
See what the hype was about. Was your bunny talking to you? Telling you about the hype?
No.
Please. One time I created a fake Instagram with a fake profile picture and DM'd my guy best friend because I had a crush on him and wanted to know if he would be loyal if we dated. Wait. I don't think I fully understood that. DM'd my guy best friend. But they're not dating.
But he probably had like a girlfriend or something.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
The fake profiles is like really something else. When people make fake profiles, like message people, or have you seen that girl on TikTok who will, like girls will hire her basically to check to see if their man is loyal?
Yes.
Like if you're messaging her, it's already not a good sign.
No.
I met up with a random guy I met online last night and we fooled around. He spent the night, looked not the greatest in the daylight. I have never done anything like that and I feel so out of character, but I guess it was nice to not be so uptight and it probably won't ever happen again. I'm glad you could get that off your chest, but
it was really that dark. You couldn't see a thing about him. It was the daytime. Literally in pitch black all night.
Well, like someone in the morning.
She sees him tonight, she's like, you're fugly. That's terrifying.
No, that's also, it's like,
here's the thing, it's not the end of the world, girl.
No, I was gonna say, you got it off your chest, you know, if you don't want to do it again, lesson learned. You don't want to do it again.
Exactly. I stalk my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend all the time, even though we've been dating for over a year. This consists of Spotify, Instagram, Visco, and even Venmo.
Girl,
the Venmo,
not Spotify.
Not,
oh gosh, if you somebody know, stalked, like if one of like Nick's ex-girlfriends or something like stalked my Spotify, they would honestly be like, wow, he downgraded. I literally listened to the same song 100 times.
Me too. Day.
They'd be like, dude, get over the song.
Same. One thing about us, we can listen to the same song over and over.
You think
over
we could beat a topic to death? We could beat a song to death.
To the ground, honey.
I still text my ex every few weeks so he doesn't forget about me and I can have the option to date him when I move back to where he is.
Girly.
That's toxic.
That is toxic. Oh, I mean, are you guys in love or like, what's the vibe?
But so I can have the option to date him.
Not the option.
No. Because you don't like him that much because otherwise you just want to date him right now.
Exactly. I need to confess this to someone. I was changing clothes in a portable potty and dropped my friend's phone in the toilet with all that blue stuff.
No!
And all the other stuff too with a poop emoji. I never told her. What?
Wouldn't it sink? Do phones sink?
Or wait, I'm trying
there
to picture
was so much like toilet paper and poop that it stayed on top.
Ew. I think, well, I'm picturing a porta potty right now and it's like you can kind of see everything. Like if you look down, you can see everything.
I'm Chelsea's gonna throw gagging. Up. I'm gonna yak.
Porta potties are actually
disgusting.
Repulsive.
Imagine getting pushed. You know how like people do as a prank where like when someone's in a porta potty, like people push it over and then all that stuff comes out?
Absolutely not.
I would be, you know that TikTok that you did that it was like, baby trying to find the motive.
Yeah.
That would be me because I would have murdered somebody if they did that to me. And I was
that's
stuck
one of those
in the
repulsive things.
Poop.
Imagine falling through the hole and just being stuck inside of it.
No, that's literally terrifying.
Okay, wait, I didn't even finish. I never told her. I just tried to clean with hand sanitizer. And of course, as soon as I gave it to her, she had a call.
Oh,
girly.
No.
Please. That's bad.
No, that's so bad. When I was in wait, why did she have her phone in the first place?
While she's going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Oh, her friend's phone?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I was in fourth grade, my BFF and I made an account on Instagram called Hot Boys and Girls and then like their school name.
Oh no.
And put every popular kid plus one not so popular girl. So naturally, everyone thought it was her and bullied her and told her to confess. 10 years later, she still doesn't know.
Bye.
That is so sad.
It's actually kind of smart though.
Literally, it's so sad. I can't even imagine being like, in that position where you know and you're seeing that girl get bullied, like everyone's like, we know you did it. Like, there's no way you actually made it on the list. Like, we know
wait,
you
wait,
did
wait. She said a bunch of popular girls and one not popular?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking it was
like
reversed.
Hot girls and boys. No.
Oh, that's even sadder.
That's sad.
I thought it was one popular girl was getting bullied. Not that that's okay, but I was like, okay, that's not
like, okay.
Like
humble
it.
Her queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like they're like, oh, there's no way you made it to the list.
That's so mean.
That is mean.
That's so sad.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. We love therapy. Therapy is such a great resource if you are in a stage of your life where you're going through, you know, major life change, anything that has happened that's kind of thrown off your game. Your brain is part of your body. So part of taking care of your body is taking care of your brain. So if you, you know, had a car that you were going to have for the rest of your life, just one car, you would take care of that car like it was
the only one you got.
Exactly. Your most prized possession. And that's how you should treat your brain. So with BetterHelp, you can do online therapy. So you don't have to wait in a waiting room. You can do it online. You can do video or just, you know, over the phone so you don't have to FaceTime or like see anybody if you don't want to.
Sometimes I think it's easy to get stuck focusing on problems instead of solutions in your life. And sometimes all it takes is a little mindset shift, which you can get from talking to someone, you know, and getting things off your chest and seeing things from a different perspective and having those little light bulb moments. BetterHelp is convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. You get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and switch therapists anytime. Also, I will say, even filling out the survey is like therapeutic in and of itself.
Yes.
It's really great. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. Check it out.
JC, you know what I did this morning? You know how I started my morning?
Tell me.
I went into my kitchen. I opened my fridge and I pumped the crap out of my Symbiotica supplements into my mouth. And it makes me feel jazzed in the best way. Makes me feel like, what is the word when you're nutrient not deficient?
Energized, yeah. Honestly.
Exactly. Energized and ready for the day. One of my favorite ones to take is the vitamin C, especially now that like fall is coming and it's cold and flu season. You know, you got to get that immune system up. They also have like a magnesium body spray that is really relaxing to put on at night. I also take their Golden Mind. I love that one. And it honestly doesn't.
Tastes so good too.
Yes. I was going to say it honestly, like, you know, sometimes when you take pills or supplements, just the taste throws you off. You're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that, okay? No. Symbiotica is different. They're a different breed.
They are. I love the activated charcoal. I've said that a million times, but it's literally tastes like lemon pudding or lemon meringue. And I feel like it just detoxes the body, and I'm obsessed with it. So Symbiotica is a health supplement company designing sophisticated formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. And they're really doing things right. They have the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system so that it truly actually works and makes a difference in your body. All supplement companies are really not the same and they're not created equal. We had the founder of Symbiotica on, Shervin, and he is super knowledgeable. That was a few episodes ago. If you guys want to go check it out, it's called Health and Wellness 101. And we learned so much in that episode, but basically, Symbiotica is just doing it the right way, and that's what you want. If you're going to be spending money on supplements and your health, like, you want it to be making a mm-hmm. difference in your life. So you guys can take their online quiz to figure out the best supplements for your specific health goals, which is awesome. Use code WHATWESAID on Symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or create your own custom bundle and get up to 45% off. And the code applies on top of the custom bundle discount. So check it out. Code what we said on all Symbiotica products. You guys will not be disappointed, and they'll be linked in the description. I was dating a guy for 6 months, and one night he convinced me to have sex. The next day, he stopped talking to me.
Awesome.
In fact, he ghosted me entirely. I was heartbroken and confused. 2 weeks later, he posted he was engaged to another girl. I was apparently the side chick for 3 of the 6 months.
Okay, here's the thing.
Wait. She was dating him for 6 months?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Absolutely not.
Did you message the girl? Because you need to, this is my opinion, you need to message the girl.
Always in that situation? Yeah.
If you know that he's been cheating on her and they just got engaged.
She needs to know that.
Send her a message. She needs to know that.
Yes.
Girl, we got to stick by each other. Don't let it slip. Like, message her and be like, dude, I've been dating this guy for 6 months. I'm so sorry. Like, I just saw you posted that you got engaged. Like, we literally have been.
Yeah.
You know,
sleeping together.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Also, you know what's, I was just thinking about this because JC and I have been like, we have never experienced this situation that I'm about to say. Is imagine actually how emotionally damaging it is to like somebody a lot, maybe talk to them a couple times, you really think it's going somewhere, then you have sex, and then the next morning you never hear from them ever again.
No, that's not okay.
Imagine that feeling the next morning. Like, I would be so sad.
No, that's so heartbreaking, and like, it feels like you did something wrong when you didn't.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's horrible. I hate that. My husband and I sleep with separate blankets at night because my farts smell so bad. I'm so self-conscious that he'll smell them and it'll wake him up. Please. Was it your idea to like get separate blankets nonchalantly, or does he know about the
farts?
Yeah,
I was going to say, is he, it was his idea, maybe. Also, the self-conscious, like, in front of your husband.
I will literally fart like, on him and not care.
It, on him, bye.
Wait, sorry, we're going to say something. I interrupted.
No.
I get that, though. Especially if you're newly married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. I slept with my boyfriend's roommate, whose room is directly across from and about 2 feet away from my boyfriend's while he was home and awake. We had just broken up hours prior, and his roommate had confided in me after he heard the news. To this day, he doesn't know.
He confided within an hour and you already... Okay.
Okay, so she was dating this guy. He had a roommate.
They
and
broke
her and
up.
Her boyfriend broke up, and then literally like an hour later, she was hooking up with his best friend because, or his roommate.
Because she said he confided in her or something. Yeah. And I'm like, you already moved that quickly?
Yeah, what?
And like he said he was willing to say that right away? Okay.
And it sounds like they're dating again.
Wait,
slept with my boyfriend's roommate.
Oh. Well, maybe she's... Yeah,
and
she didn't
to
say
this
ex.
Day, he doesn't know.
Whoa, so they got back together. We need to talk about homie hopping. I would love to chat about it. What's the vibe? What do you think?
Like, what do you mean?
Okay. Let's just use the example that has been happening currently, which is Lil Huddy and Charlie.
Yeah.
So Lil Huddy and Landon Barker were really good friends. Landon Barker took him to Travis and Courtney's wedding with him. Like Lil Huddy was at their wedding, clearly very close to go to that wedding in Italy. And then like weeks later, and the thing is that we don't know, the piece of information we don't know is how long Charlie and Lil Huddy were truly, let's call him Chase because his name's Chase. We don't know how long they were truly dating because they weren't super public about it towards the end, but they were together a lot and it was kind of like, okay, you're kind of dating. But weeks after the wedding or like a month or two later, Charlie and Landon are dating.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, homie hopper. Like, you know, he made that song.
Yeah.
Connor, homie hopper. I think the general consensus.
Homie hopper.
Yeah. Actually a banger.
Such
if I'm
a
being
good
honest.
Song.
We will be listening to that in the car, later today. Anyway. But my perception on it is like, you should be mad at your friend.
That's what I was going to say. Never blame the girl. Well, the girl's never at fault.
And also, I made this TikTok talking about how, you know how in high school, Chelsea and I were recently talking about this situation, which I've shared on the podcast years ago, probably, but how I was dating a guy and then one of my best friends in high school, like this guy and I were taking a break or like we broke up for literally had been broken up for only maybe a week or something or a few days. And one of my best friends like kissed him and like almost started dating him. In that situation, I can stand by what I did because I was not mad at him. I was mad at her.
Yeah.
She is my friend.
Yes. That's the thing.
She's the one. I wasn't like even saying anything to him. I'm like, I guess you can do whatever you want. But you, who I've told all my secrets to and who you're one of my best friends, you're the one I'm annoyed at.
Yes.
And I stuck by that.
It's not the person who's dating. I was going to say, because I've homie hopped a bunch. I literally dated almost every single guy in our friend group in high school. Including Nick. Just kidding. But especially when you have a small pool, and I imagine that's kind of how it is even in LA influencer culture. It's like,
wait, have you kissed someone that starts with this? Chelsea, don't say it.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, wait, I'm not going to say his name.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Hands?
Probably. Okay. I don't think I did.
Because I'm thinking, like, you didn't kiss a lot of guys in our friend group.
No. But I mean, I, like, dated and whatever.
Chelsea and I have a mutual handhold.
We haven't kissed the same guy.
No. We've never kissed the same guy, but we have held hands with the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time. Just kidding.
Yeah. No. I'm, like, forgetting. Honestly, I forget who I kissed and who I just didn't.
Well.
I blocked it out of my
mind. Anyway, I just wanted to double down on the homie hopping thing because I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I feel like if you're so close... If you're such close friends with someone, they should be the one that you're annoyed at. If,
yes.
If they start dating your ex.
100%.
That's not really your ex's problem.
Yeah, that's you and your friend's problem.
Because think about it. This girl that did that to me in high school, which by the way, she's forgiven. She literally apologized afterwards. She's like, oh my gosh. Like when I brought it up on the podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, I literally could not care less at this point. I'm just telling stories for fun. I don't care at all that she did this at this point, obviously. Anyway, think about it. He is not as close to her as I am. So why would I take it out on him if he kisses one of my friends who he doesn't really know that well?
Yeah, no.
And she was, I assume, the one who was kind of like coming on to him anyway. So it's like, okay, you're the annoying one.
Well, even if he was coming on to her, it's like you have to be like this is a great example. When Nick was coming on to me, my friend liked him and they had kind of like gone on a date and they weren't like dating, but they had gone on a date. She liked him. She was literally the one who was like introduced me to him. And when he came on to me, like he started flirting with me, got my number and stuff. That was the biggest reason why I was so hesitant and like, so whatever. I kept telling my friend about it. I'm like, okay, he's like, whatever. And she kept encouraging me. Like, I don't care if you really like him, go for it, whatever. Cause I had to make sure that it was okay with her before I actually like
went through it.
You know, because I knew that she liked him and I'm like, that's not cool. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
And I kept being so, I literally emotionally blocked myself off from him. It wasn't like, I'm like, oh no. I'm like, no, I can't even start to like you. I can't. Like, stop
because talking one of your friends
me.
Did.
Yeah, because my friend really likes you. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
I'm a good friend.
That's right. When my now husband and I were first dating, we were making out and I totally called him my ex's name.
No.
Didn't think I would survive another day. I was so embarrassed. He played it off so well and I could not stop laughing. Most awkward moment ever. We've never told anyone. I haven't, at least. That's cringe worthy for yourself. Like, that, yes. That is just heinous.
That is bad. Imagine if Leif did that.
He would not see me for days.
You just disappear.
I'd say poof. Yeah, you have fun.
Yeah.
No, that would just be so.
You're just like, bye.
Goodbye.
Well, maybe when you're first dating and they just broke up or something. Yeah, that's one thing.
But funny, but
years later, you're like, what have you been up to?
Immediately, no. Yeah.
I backed my car into a pole and it completely ruined the whole back of it. I lied and told my parents someone backed into me while I was inside Target so I wouldn't get in trouble. Then I used the insurance money to get my lips done. Honestly,
go off,
girl boss
queen.
Behavior.
Honestly, you're girl bossing very close to the sun.
Just close enough.
I sometimes go 3 days without changing my underwear.
You better be a guy.
You best not be a girl. Otherwise, where's that discharge at, honey? Where's that discharge going?
You better be a guy.
I
that's
know
all
those underwear are crusty.
No.
I know they're crusty.
That is not
girl.
Okay. That's really like hygienically, that's
no,
not
that's,
okay.
That's not the vibe.
Like just go commando if nothing else.
Yeah. You learn one underwear. Thing from me. Don't wear underwear ever. Okay. Let that vahoochie breathe.
Yeah. I logged into my ex-boyfriend's Instagram for over a year after we broke up to read his DMs.
I would do that. Honestly, I would
that
do that.
That is sneaky. Yeah, same. If he's not smart enough to change his password, that's
sorry.
His fault. That's his
your
fault.
Problem. I think I'm settling with my long-term boyfriend.
Oh, we know how these go.
But we're both pushing 30 and I'm scared that neither of us would find someone else if I end it. Nope, he's got to go.
Being alone is better than being with somebody who you
you're
don't
settling
like.
With. No, it's literally way better to be alone.
Yes. All my friends have so much money and I don't. I'm struggling to keep up with the group and don't want to lose my friends. Honestly, your friends sound kind of toxic if they make it seem like you have to have money to keep up with them, like, or to like not be friends with them.
She said they all have money and she doesn't, and she feels sorry.
I'm struggling to keep up with the group and don't want to lose my friends. Maybe they haven't made you feel like that.
It could just be that they're like, let's go to this restaurant. And she's like, oh, yeah. I can't go. Or, you know, like she can't afford to do the things they're doing, which is a valid
yeah.
concern. I think start planning stuff that doesn't cost a lot of money. Like just yeah. be like, hey guys, do you want to go whatever, like want to watch a movie here, like have a game night yeah. or like go for a drive or have a picnic. Like do something that doesn't cost a lot of money so that you can keep doing activities with them.
Totally.
I don't know.
And if they are doing something that's like too expensive for you, just be honest. Like they don't care probably. They're just probably
no.
just like
I've had that experience before, like where friends have just been like, oh, I can't afford that. Right. Like just yeah. been honest and that does not faze me or like I don't feel yeah. like, oh, wow, then we will not be friends any longer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we don't have to do that then.
Yeah.
OK, I used to play house with my cousin and kiss him and grind a bit. Grind a bit. Not knowing what I was doing or that it was wrong, basically. Didn't know what grinded. OK, girl, I don't know what you're writing here. Didn't know what grinded was either. I'm guessing grinding.
Yeah.
Literally my biggest regret. I'm ashamed of myself and never told a soul. This happened ages like 8 until 12 years old. Here's the thing. Don't shame yourself.
I was going to say, you're literally kids.
You're literally kids. You don't know the difference. Like, I'm being so serious. If you have something like that and you're feeling like so ashamed, I would genuinely like talk to a therapist or someone about it but I want you to know that is not something to be ashamed of or
no.
embarrassed by at all. Like, that is so normal to do things when you're young. You just have no idea. Like, you don't know better.
And yes, even if you have feelings, like when you're little, literally me and my friends used to pretend to make out with guys all the time. Like
screaming.
Literally would stand in a closet and pretend to make out with guys. And I literally would feel so bad for it. I remember I went and told my mom and I was like, me and my friends pretend that we're making out with these guys and blah, blah. And I felt so bad about it. And she's like, oh, she just kind of laughed. And I feel like as soon as you even just confess it once, you're like, okay, I was literally a little kid.
Yes.
You're not some pervert or anything like that. It's so normal.
So normal.
Also, your cousin probably is thinking the same thing. Like, oh gosh, wish we wouldn't have done that. That's a little weird. I still have dreams about my ex-boyfriend, and I'm now married for 2.5 years. IDK, I just feel like I always wonder what could have been because it ended badly.
Shiz.
Well, I feel like if it ended badly, it might not be because you actually have feelings for him. It's probably just unresolved emotions. Yeah,
just regrets for how it went down.
I don't have a solution for you.
I don't either. And I don't really know if that's something, a sign or not. Like you said, it just could be you literally have unresolved issues in your mind about it, but it doesn't mean you want to be with him necessarily. So while I was dating my now husband, I was also dating another guy. I was sexually active with both, but with protection. Once I decided who I wanted to be more serious with, I stopped seeing the other guy, but I never told my husband. But I was the one that kind of asked the what are we question.
So she was dating both of them. She decided, okay, never mind, I like this guy. And then before she asked what are we, she stopped the other guy? I don't know what's considered
Once I decided who I wanted to be more serious with, I stopped seeing the other guy.
See, I don't know this.
I kissed two guys on the same day once.
I do remember that.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you told me about it.
And if one of them found out, woo, would have been over for me, ho. That man was a psychopath. But
I'm forgetting the two, though.
And then, oh, freak. I don't know how to do this letter.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was
bye.
You didn't know
one
that?
In the morning, one in the night or something. I remember telling me you were shocked that you did that. But what was the situation?
Well, the one was toxic AF and I was trying to get out of this. I didn't want to be with him. And then one was a guy. I hate to say a rebound, but it kind of was. It was just a guy I was really good friends with. And yeah. It was more of a rebound
one in the morning,
situation.
One at night, or
I can't really remember the details.
Literally one to the other.
No, not one to the other. Probably one midday and then one that night. And I remember being I felt horrible. I was I cannot believe I kissed two guys that I both had feelings for. It wasn't just a random guy on the street that I was it was literally two different situations I was in with two different people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of them, I hadn't kissed that guy in a long time, in a while. Oh. But then we just randomly did. And I was I did not mean to do that. And the same day that I anyway. And I remember I felt so bad. But I think that a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I keep seeing TikToks about things when you're dating two guys at once.
Yeah.
Not that that's okay. That's what I'm cheating. But I was not dating either of these men. So, okay.
You're fine.
Thank you.
You never make mistakes.
I know.
Okay. Let's read two more.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can say this. This is an alleged confession, okay? Because I don't want to get a cease and desist.
Okay.
I once hooked up with John Stamos in the room next to his then girlfriend in 2015.
What the?
I feel like Dumois right now.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Honestly, John Stamos.
Go off, queen.
Go off. Well, not literally him cheating on his girlfriend. I'm go off, queen. No, but he's just, everything. Wait, is he has he been canceled for something? SA or something? I don't know. I don't want to deal with this. I'm just saying he's a good looking man, okay?
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. My sister-in-law is a huge believer in flowers that are given with love last longer. Her cheapskate boyfriend of 6 years rarely gifts or pays for anything at all, including dates.
Awesome.
He bought her flowers once after a fight. When she was gone, I replaced the water with boiling water so that they can die quicker.
Genius.
Bye. Flowers that are given with love last longer and they die literally tomorrow. She's takes it as a sign from the universe.
Boiling water.
She's all right, he's gotta go.
There's just something so satisfying about little petty moves like that.
It's everything.
Okay, this is my last one. We're gonna end on a real banger.
I am a disgusting human and my husband has no idea. I pick my nose, eat my boogers, have tried my own discharge out of my panties to see what it tastes like, trim my pubes in our bed, and pee in the bathtub because I'm too lazy to get up. I 100% know this is all disgusting, but can't stop. I need help. Okay, well,
the
at least you're self-aware.
The pubes in the bed, I think, might be the worst one.
That might be the worst.
That's like, I don't understand that one.
I don't
one.
Know. Pee in the bathtub?
No, pee in the bathtub, I've done that before. It was when I had a UTI, though, and I was just like, I cannot be bothered.
Oh, well, UTI. I've literally peed. When I was little, I had a UTI, and I literally didn't know what it was, and I was in so much pain. I laid in bed in my pajamas and just, like, let the pee out little by little because it was so painful. And my mom came in and was like, I was probably, like, 9. She was like, what is happening? I'm like, you tell me. There's a demon in my vagina. Like, it hurts so bad to pee. I feel like I have a rock in there. Like,
sometimes with things like that, you just can't be bothered to get up. Like, I get it. But, I mean, like, full-blown peeing, like, and then you're just laying in your
own
pee.
Sounds like there's something she does.
Okay. If it's a repeated offense, it is questionable. The trimming the pubes and, like, even the discharge thing, even though that is kind of shocking.
No, that's the worst.
That one's the worst?
Trying your own discharge?
I don't know. Like, I've never tried it, but it's like, that's not even as bad to me as cutting your pubes in your bed, because it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, there's no curiosity there. It's like, you just want to taste it, see if it's like salty or something. I don't know. Go off, queen.
I know you trim your toenails too and leave them around the house. Queen, I'm sorry to say it. At least you're self-aware, you know, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
You can overcome these.
I'm really like, I'm sorry. I can't get past the pubes. Like, please start with that one. Like, that one's really scaring me. Why are you doing that in your bed? I'm terrified.
And you have to get up and go get the scissors. So it's like, just stand in your shower.
You're doing that with scissors. All right.
You said trim.
I use like a trimmer.
Oh, I don't. I'm just saying. I'm either 100, not zero the or 100. Scissors. I'm either zero or 100. I'm talking like hair cutting scissors.
Yeah, that's fine. I've done that before. Here's the secret I'm taking to my grave. While dating my now husband, my best guy friend and I hooked up 3 times over the span of 4 years. We never talked about it. He is now engaged to his girlfriend and we still all hang out often.
Oh, true, no.
True definition of if we don't talk about it, it didn't happen, right? Yikes.
It did happen.
It did happen, sis. That's
oh,
pretty bad.
Oh, gosh.
That is like
I feel
scaring
stressed.
Me. I feel terrified for you.
I feel stressed out.
I feel stress in my body.
Here's the thing.
They're going
to
do it again?
I would never say this to you in person because it would stress you out, but
they're going to find out.
It's going to come out. Some karma's a bitch. I already said it once, so I'm saying it again.
Like, you're disgusting and shameful for saying that.
Karma is real and it's just, and it will come out.
It's like, she'll find out or he'll accidentally say something or something.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really bad because it's like,
but it'll feel good once
yeah,
everyone knows.
Yeah, it will. It feels better to just let it all air out, you know? Mm-hmm. Let it go. Thanks you guys.
Thanks for confessing your
thanks
sins.
For confessing everything. We love the anonymous confessions. Some of our favorites. Hope
Bye.
We didn't make you feel bad. Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you want to follow us on Instagram, be a part of our stories, you can submit your confessions anonymously, write in for advice, all that stuff. And if you guys didn't know, we have 6 episodes a month now. Okay. Mm-hmm. We used to have 4 and now we have 2 Friday episodes. So we have an advice one at the end of the month and then just like a mid-month, second Friday of every month. If you guys, you know, are looking for some more content and you're not used to that schedule, get on the schedule, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys so much. And that's
what
we said.
Bye.